the government is the one institution in which that people can change. It's the one institution you can affect by participation without institutional change. That's exactly why all the anger and fear is directed against the government. The government has a defect. It's potentially democratic. Corporations have no defect. They're pure tyrannies. So therefore, you want to keep corporations invisible and focus all anger on the government. So you don't like something, you know, your wages are going down, blame the government. Not blame the guys in the Fortune 500, because you don't read the Fortune 500. You just read what they tell you in the newspapers. So you don't read about the dazzling profits and the stupendous this, and the wages going down, and so on. All you know is that the bad government's doing something, so let's get mad at the government. Now, get mad at the government, a little institution that people can change by participation without institutional change. The way it works is like this. They're getting a $72 billion boondoggle to build F-22s to defend ourselves from countries to whom we're selling F-16s, for which we're also paying, because they might turn on us and so on. So that's another part of the system. So this is entrepreneurial economics involves workers and their firms. It's all about workers and their firms. Anybody that works in a firm can tell you how much it's their firm. So there's workers and their firms, and then there's the government, which is going to try to help out the workers and their firms. There's a couple of words that don't appear in, like profits, bosses, managers. They're not investors, banks. They don't appear. It's just the workers and their firms. There are entrepreneurs who have a kind of a shadowy existence. They're sort of nice guys, and every once in a while they come around and they sort of help out the workers in their firms, and then they kind of disappear somewhere. And that's entrepreneurial economics. Well, okay, you know, that's the kind of thing you're taught to do in universities, to put things that way. And that's the Democrats. Now, when you got that on one side, and on the other side, you got, you know, I hate the government because they're responsible for everything, it's taxes and the pointy-headed bureaucrats in Washington, but not the ones in the insurance offices, you end up with a mood of what is called anti-politics. And anti-politics is a very scary phenomenon. It's a very scary phenomenon. We'll be right back.
Yeah.